9 questions. The icon reflects on a half century in Hollywood, re-editing A Star is Born, and why she's not quite finished with her memoir yet. 6 of your musical specials and a new cut of A Star is Born just started streaming on Netflix. What is the newest special, Barbara, the Music, the Memories, the Magic, say about where you are now? It's looking back and trying also to do new things. There's lots of new things in me, specials, new songs I've never performed live. I can't see myself doing any more concerts, but you never know. Why not? Because it's tough. When you record, you stand in the booth with headphones, and I have never gotten used to the things that performers wear for live shows today in their ears to give them that sound. I'm not fully there with the audience. What do you think of Lady Gaga starring in a remake of A Star is Born? I'm sure they'll have a hit. One can see all these versions. For my re-edit, I put back the scene where I am a singer-songwriter. I thought, what the hell? Why would I have cut this out? I was really the producer as well, but I put myself in the last credits in the roll-up. It was like I was trying to fade away. Out of the different takes on that movie from 1954, 1976, and 2018, reflect their times. It's a universal theme. One performer is going up and the other is coming down. And it's a wonderful love story, how the man sacrifices for the woman. Usually it's the woman sacrificing for the man, like in 1972's Up the Sandbox, the first film from my own company. I was examining those times when I made that film. It was a big flop. Nobody wanted to see me as a housewife, and it had no singing. Yentl also seems to reflect its times. You got the rights to the story of a girl who pretends to be a boy to get an education in 1968. How did the spirit of that year factor in? Making Yentl was like a parallel story, a woman in a man's world. Gender discrimination made it so hard. It was like, you want to direct it? Directing was a male job.